This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. The Spotlight is on now. A locally written musical set in New York during the 1920s Harlem Renaissance that celebrates the poetry of Langston Hughes is coming to the Dr. Phillips Center for the Performing Arts just in time for Juneteenth. New York-born Orlando performer Brandon Martin is the writer and composer behind the play Lenox Avenue, which hits the stage at Judson's this weekend. The musical has won awards since its premiere 4 years ago, including Best Show of the 2025 Orlando Fringe Festival. Martin says the play centers around Langston Hughes' first barrier-breaking book of poetry called The Weary Blues and reflects the culture, life, and music of the Harlem Renaissance, especially the music.
There's lots of jazz, as he was the jazz poet. We call him the creative jazz poetry. So lots of jazz, different styles, calypso, some hip hop, some blues, some rock. So yeah, different styles.
Why was it important to you to write this piece about Langston Hughes?
It's personally important to me. So I grew up in New York City. So having the history of Harlem right there, I've had the honor of performing on the stage of the Apollo Theater there in Harlem, historically Black theater. And growing up reading Langston Hughes, it's personal to me to get to bring his poetry to life. Being someone who is Afro-Caribbean, my family's from the Caribbean, but then growing up here in the United States, so I feel this connection to the Black diaspora, the African diaspora, and many different flavors and cultures. And Langston Hughes got to travel around the world and got to interact with all these different cultures. And I guess in his own way, he pulled together the different threads of the African diaspora, of the Black American experience. And it's just great poetry. He sought to be a poet of the people, to use the language that they were speaking with and kind of reflect it back to them. He used the blues form and brought it into poetry. So there's so many ways that I think people will find Langston Hughes and the show accessible to them. And also, just from a musical standpoint, very passionate about getting to use all these different styles of music, getting to share these different cultures, and getting to show the pride that I share as a Black person and that I know is shared in the Black community. And so I'm especially excited that we're getting to do this for Juneteenth, because it is about celebrating the joy, celebrating the resilience, commemorating the story, and looking back, but also looking forward and just celebrating the whole experience.
I'm glad you mentioned Juneteenth. For people who might be less familiar, it is the commemoration of the time about 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation that the last enslaved people in Texas learned that they were free. Mm-hmm. With that context, what do you think that Langston Hughes would say about our current cultural moment?
He wrote a poem. he wrote many poems. One comes to mind. It ends with, "And make America again," in the sense that we're still working towards that more perfect union. We're always striving for that more perfect union. And I think Langston Hughes leaves room to show that we still have a ways before we honor all the language that was written 250 years ago and that we make it apply to everyone in this country. I know that he sought to reach not just Black people in this country, but to reach everyone. And I think we are at a time where we are not as united as we would like to be. And I know he would have something to say towards that. I think he'd have a lot to say in that respect.
How does music and how does poetry help to bridge those communication gaps?
Yeah, it's not to be cliche, but universal language, right? So, like I said, we do have all these different styles of music in the show, and I think it is a way just to come together to have a good time. If anything, we want people to have a good time. You know, obviously we want people to take something away and to feel something and to have things to talk about, and even to hum would be great. But we want people to have a good time. When you're having a good time, what better way to get to come together and to be united but through music? The cast is amazing. I am so grateful to the cast. It's been the same cast, the same group of people. I'm grateful because they have so much passion for the show as well. So that has kind of helped. Even if we've been apart for several months or whatever, we were like, come right back together and go and do the show. So it's kind of a reunion or a family.
It's the same cast since 2022?
Yeah.
What does that feel like for you as the writer and creator that obviously it is no small feat to keep those people together? There has to be a passion for the material. What does that say to you as a writer?
Gratitude. I'm so proud of what it's become. I'm so grateful to get to share it with the world, with each production that we do. And I'm grateful that they love to do it, that we get to share it with the world.
That was Brandon Martin talking about his musical, Lenox Avenue. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.